thank you, O Lord, for Christ within us. He is the transforming power in us. It is His transforming grace in our lives to help us to go and come more like our Savior, more like Jesus. O Lord, I pray today, help us to give our hearts to you in full surrender.
Yes,
Lord, have your way. Have your way among us. Be exalted.
Hallelujah.
Be lifted up, O Lord. You are worthy of all praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Have thy own way, Lord.
Have thine own way. Thou art the Father, I am the clay. Hold me and make me ever thy will, while I am waiting here in Angel.
We don't have to wait for a minister. to lead in the meeting, to start off, even when we're singing like this second verse. Search me and try me, Master. We are already in the heart, our Master. We're coming into the field. See, the Lord is here. As soon as we recognize that He is here, we don't have to wait for someone to get up and say something. We let the Holy Spirit use us, move. And first of all, of course, we come into touch with God. Search me and try me, Master, today. Here we are today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me. If the Lord shows up our weakness, faults, immediately say, Lord, wash me just now. This is how the Pentecostal, as in thy presence, humbly, my brother, to pray, humbly in your presence, come to us. Then, the third verse, it says, wounded and weary, help me, I pray. If we come wounded, have been hurt, tired, lost it, and immediately, power, oh power, in His presence, we recognize, and as we sing it, we declare by faith, power, oh power, surely is thine. So even the Lord, so sick, so sad, so weak, so weak, so weak, hold over my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit so bound. Lord, just take over this meeting and take over everybody in this meeting.
Yes.
And hold the absolute sway. Allow him to lead and direct, flow through, flow unto him. Till all shall see Christ, always. Till all shall see Christ. We're here all to direct be Christ. Let Christ be the center of attraction. The Pentecost. We do we. Ram do la gun. And do ram. Shen ling la tai kuya. Sele. We chow yu. Di san gen di. Ram ho gen sui. Everybody. Let the Lord lead and use.
Exactly.
Yes. San ka su.
Story I've been preparing for the young people about David Wilkerson and how the Lord led him. And this morning, there's an event that I was particularly touched. He was called by God to minister to the gangs in New York City, and he went up there alone with a co-worker. He repeated to go, and the Lord kept leading him, and to a point where he realized that first, he thought he could minister to the seven boys who was on trial for murder, and they were aged like 13, 14, 15. But The part of the story this morning I read was that he was walking by and he heard some singing, apartment building in the heart of New York City. And he asked, oh, what was that singing? Asked the local people. Said, oh, it's like a home church on the second floor. It's a Spanish church. And he went up there and he kind of peeked in, opened a door. And the minister's wife saw him and said, oh, you're David. Aren't you David Wilkerson? He says, yes. And they said, well, we've been praying that God would bring you here. So he went there and he met this minister. And he told him the God's calling. And then they said, well, okay, we'll have a meeting and we'll get all the ministers together. So by the next time they met, they had 65 ministers, leaders of churches, to work and to help the ministry with the gangs in New York City. And it just made me realize it was a blessing to me that God works in one person, but at the same time, God works in everyone else at the same time too, as a bigger work and drawing everyone together so that his work could be done. And the mission and the ministry of what God has called him to has also called many others to. And I was just so blessed by this, that the Spirit just moved in every way, working together, coming together so that his will would be done. Just thought I'd share that one part, the songs that we sang, being a channel of God, being used by God, as long as we're prepared and having God's way, having his own way in us, that we are the potter, that we're just a vessel, and not just a vessel, but an empty vessel, so that God could use us and fill us. And I'm just so thankful. I was just so thrilled, so blessed by that part of that story, how God's working in every way. And I trust that he's working also today the same way everywhere around us in our lives. So we're in a small part of God's bigger work. And so as long as we are in tune with God and obedient, just doing our part, no matter how small, his will be done and his work will be done. Just thank the Lord for that.
Amen. And also me, blessed Master, and with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day, every hour.
Lord, we just thank you for your power,
yes,
and your will, and not our own. We just thank you that you will demonstrate and exert your will and your spirit and your power in all of us, Lord, as a greater work, Lord, in our lives and everyone's life, Lord. All your followers, the churches around, Lord, nationwide, internationally, globally, Lord. Oh, as you see the work that is being done in China, in Asia, in Malaysia,
hallelujah,
in the United States, in New York, in Maryland. Oh, Lord, we see, Lord,
yes, Lord,
we're just a small part, Lord Jesus, of your greater work. And we just want to thank you, Lord, that we can be used by you. Humble us, Lord. Allow us to be instruments for
thank
you,
Lord. Lord Jesus.
Make us a blessing, Lord Jesus, for those who are
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, help us that we'll all be ready for you to use.
Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Jesus. Thou can use us every hour, every day.
Yes.
In this hour, Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for bringing one more musician here, David. And because I have the feeling for past 2 weeks, my heart wants to thank the Lord, but I just hesitated to sing out. And I told the Lord afterwards, I will tell David, thank you. But I just forgot somehow, some chance just don't have a chance to tell him. And I got chance Friday night. I told David, thank you for be the musician here, one more musician here. Yes, so now I want to in the public to thank you, David, come here. Thank you, the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you.
I didn't expect to have anything this morning to say until John just shared about how David Wilkerson was led by the Spirit again and again and again. How important it is for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the Bible keeps encouraging us, you are filled, but keep being filled. Mm-hmm. And that's a command, almost like encouragement to me constantly. Mm-hmm. Go seek the Lord. Seek the Lord to be filled. You know, God has that desire for us. And I was having devotion this week, and he brought me, and this is amazing. This is how the Holy Spirit instructs us. I turned one page, and he spoke to me about how the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit. Turned to another page, again, he talks about how they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And again, it was in three different places. And so I just thank the Lord that that was his encouragement. And one of the things that he pointed me to encourage, I guess, us today is that John 20, after Jesus resurrected, he appeared to the disciples. And of course, he appeared to Thomas, who doubted him. And then he showed his wounds to Thomas. And there were other disciples there. And then, you know, he said something wonderful. He says to all of them, because he was commissioning them. He says, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. The Lord is calling us to share his love with everyone around us, especially those who don't know the love of God. But this is what Jesus did for all of them. He knew that they were weak in their flesh, but then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Because it's not by power, nor by might. It's not by our strength, but by his Spirit. And Jesus breathed on them. And so they received the Holy Spirit. And then I went to Acts chapter 2. And you think the disciples already had the Holy Spirit. But then on the day of Pentecost, they were gathered together along with a total of 120 others who were seeking the Lord together. And there, the Holy Spirit came and filled them. And after they were filled, Peter stood up and boldly shared the gospel. So that was in Acts chapter 2. And then this is what they were so gripped by the message of God's love and the gospel. The light of the gospel came to the people who were in the area who just came in and wondered what was going on. And then Peter replied, each of you, they wanted to know how to be saved, actually, you know, the people that were gathered there. How do we get saved? And Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. See, when you go and get baptized, you know, your pastor will baptize you in water. But it is Jesus who baptizes us in the Spirit, you know. And so here this is what God said. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this promise is to you and to your children, and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by the Lord our God. So I just want to encourage, especially the young people, you may be baptized by water, but the Lord wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit to empower you to live for him, to share God's love with others around you. It's not enough to be water baptized. We must be baptized by the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit.
Rilasciarmi e servire tanto, citate il canto del suo. Now, picking up where Mola left out, this verse came to me. God says, in these last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, especially young people, especially those who are here now. When God brought out a word, that means he is going to do it. Hallelujah. Now I feel that we should all stand up, along with the young people. Let's receive. Let's ask. God says, I will. In these last days, I will. And he is ready. He has been pouring out his spirit upon you. No one in this New Testament time should miss the Holy Spirit God is pouring out. That means, this is Jesus' soul. Hallelujah. Now, young people as well, raise your hands. Oh, say, God, fill me. Fill me now. Fill me now with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Fill me now with the Holy Spirit. Tone my woman, tone my woman. Hallelujah. Tone my woman. Hallelujah. Yeah, Kaiko. Open your heart and open your mouth. And then you'll be filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, to Jesus. 感谢你, 赞美, fill me now. Oh, 谢谢主耶稣, 赞美你, oh, hallelujah, 圣灵一直在做工, oh, the Holy Spirit is working, is being poured out, hallelujah, 谢谢主耶稣, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ask. Ask. It shall be given to you. Just ask. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, fill me now. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 用信心接受，就是接受，不要怀疑，就接受。 Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Oh, God,
hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, when you raise your hands, means you are receiving.
Amen.
And just look to the Lord. Receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, rabba, rabba, rabba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you can start thanking the Lord, it's even better. Hallelujah. He's doing it. He's doing it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for healing me of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Fill me now. Fill me now. Jesus, come.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Now you may be seated. Hallelujah. The way I receive the Holy Spirit is simply by faith. And sometimes I sit there, whether in a meeting or by myself, I just put up my hands. Those, my hands just put it out. And then in my heart, and I just receive. If you can be just as simple as that, the Holy Spirit will fill you again and again. Sometimes without your knowing it yourself, or oftentimes, sometimes you will feel it, you'll know it. It's just as simple as that, because the Holy Spirit is referred to in the Bible as the promise of the Father, or the promise of the Spirit. 讲到圣灵的时候，就是复所应许的，耶稣那么说，或者说应许的灵。我们并不知道，我们多么需要被圣灵充满，只等到我们被圣灵充满了以后，我们才知道我们多么需要。We don't know how much we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit until we are filled. And again, the more we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the more we feel we need to be filled. That's very strange, isn't it? That nature. 就是这样，你得到了你才知道你需要，你得到了以后你才知道那个好处。 昨天星期六我大概也是讲到那个圣灵的充满，圣灵的来，赞美。So let's just keep asking. Remember what Jesus said. Ask, you shall receive. He that asketh shall receive. 就是很简单，感谢主。那我再接着讲这个。 如何的参与圣灵带领的聚会？I have more yet to say about the Holy Spirit led meetings. 我们再看那个第四页哈，翻到那个第四页 page 4 page the second paragraph. No, the third one on page 4. The third one, a real Pentecostal meeting, meaning a Holy Spirit filled and led meeting is one where Jesus is allowed to manifest himself and thereby to change us into his image as we behold him. A real Pentecost meeting is one where Jesus is allowed to manifest himself. Now, Jesus always wants to manifest himself. 耶稣一直他要显示 他要显示，向我们显示， but he needs to be allowed. We have to learn how to allow him to manifest himself, and thereby to change us into his image as we behold him. If we allow Jesus to manifest himself, the result will be, or is bound to be, that we are changed. As Jesus manifests himself to each one of us, and we are changed. Who is doing the change? The Holy Spirit is doing the change. Now, as we behold him, meaning as we focus our attention on him, as we turn our heart toward Him, as we think of Him, focus on Jesus Christ, Jesus only, in this kind of meeting, this Pentecostal meeting, as we behold Him, we are changed. Okay? 这个圣经的根据呢是在 哥林多后书第三章那里说，我们众人敞着脸呢，我们众人敞着脸，那我们就被他改变了，就荣上加荣，啊，这是圣灵的工作。但是呢，这里说 ，But what you receive would depend upon your attitude. What you receive would depend upon your attitude. In other words, when God is pouring out His Holy Spirit, if you take the attitude of indifference, it's okay. Let everybody else be filled. And whether I am filled or not, it's okay. Now, that attitude, if you come with that attitude, you will never be filled with the Holy Spirit. So what you receive will depend upon your attitude. Now, we come into a Pentecostal meeting with a desire to see Jesus when Jesus manifests Himself to us. Now, when Jesus manifests Himself to us, He does it in our heart, not outwardly, some kind of a strange, you know, vision. He always reveals Himself within our heart. Okay? But we have to have a desire for Him. And it says, if you come with an open heart, this is very, very basic, very important, that the young people, you come to a meeting, not just with your parents, or because your parents ask you, so you come. You come here, remember, to meet Jesus. You come here with a heart, oh Jesus, I want to see you. Fill me with your love, with your Holy Spirit. If you come with this desire, and you will be blessed. He says, you will experience the life-giving power of God. Meaning, you will receive more of Jesus. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you will be changed into His image. Now, how do we prepare ourselves to come into a Pentecostal meeting? 我们怎么样来预备? How do we prepare ourselves? Emma, how do you prepare yourself? You should come and also share and teach. How do you prepare yourself? The way to come to any meeting, any Pentecostal meeting, is to bring Jesus with you. How do you bring Jesus with you? 就是我们要来到一个圣灵充满的聚会，要把耶稣带来，那我们怎么把耶稣带来? Amen. You provide the answer. Jesus in our midst, every day training with God, and then he brings Jesus. Right? Yeah. This is what it says. Yeah. The second sentence is, everyone who practices the presence of God at home in our everyday life. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. We'll find it very easy to do so, just to bring Jesus when you come into a meeting. This is what we 再简单一点说呢, to put it simply, when you come to a Pentecostal meeting, you come knowing that Jesus is in your heart, and also remembering what Jesus said, where two while three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. This is how you bring Jesus in. And I find that the other way is also one of the best ways is to forget about yourself. Just think of Jesus. Forget about your problems, your business, your homework, your job. And just think of Jesus and just remind yourself that Jesus is in you already. And that when we come two or three together, he is already here. This is how we bring Jesus into a meeting. And then, of course, in your everyday life, you practice the presence of God. In other words, you keep reminding yourself that God is with you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, God is with you. 就是要常常提醒自己，神与我们同在。 无论我们做什么，无论我们到哪儿去啊， 上帝都与我们同在。 这个就是 practice the presence of God. 就是那么简单, okay? And then it goes on to say, but if you have not been doing so, if you have not been doing what Amy says. Okay, and then the very first thing is to find Jesus in your own heart. 那就是说, in other words, when you come into a meeting, the very first thing, you walk into this door, or you sit down when everybody's quiet, the very first thing, is to find Jesus in your own heart. That means, remind yourself, Jesus is already in your heart. To find sometimes, 不是说要 look for some, to believe. By simple faith, 就是说耶稣已经在你的里, and to recognize him as the fountain of life within you. To recognize him as the fountain of life within you. What does that mean, Timon? What does that mean? To recognize him as the fountain of life within you. And David, maybe you have the answer.
Thank you.
你听见吗？妈妈听得懂他讲。听得懂。说，fountain在里面，就是它是
everything，它可以引导你。Good, that's good answer. I'm sure Timon has the answer, but he just didn't know perhaps how to put it.
Yeah.
That means he's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything to me, more than father or mother or sister or brother. He's everything to me. Hallelujah. Simon, you probably have the answer too, huh? Maybe just, yeah. To recognize him as the fountain of life. So, simply put, oh, Jesus, you are everything to me. You know what I need, and you can supply. You can meet every one of my needs. That's how when you come into a meeting, okay, I certainly appreciate, you know, the fact that David and Timon, they are serving the Lord very faithfully in the meeting and playing, and I believe God used Sister Jenny to say thank you publicly to David for his playing. I believe the Lord wanted her, led her to do that. Okay, but I would add that you come here, you know, not just to play the instruments, but to meet Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. And as you play, you know, you can pray. As you play, you can talk to Jesus. And you can say, Jesus, you are everything to me. You are everything. If you keep claiming, you know, you're everything to me, you keep recognizing that Jesus is the fountain of life within you. Okay. You know what happens? Jesus will come to you more and more. You will find him in your heart more and more in a greater way. And this is how it works, see? So, not just here to serve the Lord or to play the instrument, but to have fellowship with him, to talk to him, to be linked up to him. And that's how, you know, we're all here. You do your parts and I do my part and everybody else does his part. And then the flow, oh, the river of living water will flow amongst us and then through us unto the other places, as we heard earlier. Hallelujah. All right, this is how we come. And then talking about worship, okay? The fourth paragraph says that nobody knows what worship is except a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, earlier, okay, we heard about the need and the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Unless we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we don't understand what worship means. Now, when Jesus talks about the worship, he says, God is spirit. Those who worship God must worship him in spirit. Now, when Jesus talks about worshiping God, he's talking about having communion with God, having fellowship with God in the Holy Spirit. Now, because when Jesus walked on this earth, he was constantly in communion with the Father. The Father was in him, and he was in the Father. And when he talked about worship, and it means, he meant fellowship, worshiping God, praising God, thanking God, praying to God, and asking him to meet all our needs. This is all worship. Now, nobody knows what worship is until he is filled with the Holy Spirit. Why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? So that the Spirit can teach us. The Spirit can bring us into fellowship with Christ. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. For God is the Spirit. When we talk about the Holy Spirit-led meetings, we're talking about God leading in the meetings. He is moving by his Holy Spirit. Now, then he goes on to explain what worship means. Okay, in Hans Voltbuch, Mr. Voltbuch, from his perspective, okay, it is a sweet fire that burns within your soul, which Jesus has kindled. It is a sweet fire that burns within your soul, which Jesus has kindled. Now, we heard earlier that it is Jesus who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. It is Jesus who breathes unto us the Spirit of God. Okay? And it is Jesus working through his Holy Spirit within us. Now, it is a sweet fire that burns. What does that mean? It just makes us feel that Jesus is so wonderful. He's so sweet. And he's so lovely. And this love of fire, this fire, it starts a burning in our soul. Now, this is how Mr. Hans Wolfogel defines worship. Or one of the definitions of worship. And then he goes on to say, in another form, the worship. It is the presence of Jesus permeating your whole being with the fragrance of himself. 他接着就说呢，什么是一种甜美的爱火呢？就是耶稣的同在，耶稣来了，你就觉得甘甜，你觉得很舒服，很享受。 那个就是耶稣的同在, permeating your whole being with the fragrance of himself, 就是充满了你的全人, 他以他自己的那个可爱, 那个甘甜, 这个 fragrance 是一种香味, fragrance 就耶稣基督的馨香之气, 当我们呢, 闻到那个花的香味, 或者闻到什么, 香味的时候都会觉得很舒服，对不对？觉得很好闻，很好闻。那耶稣与我们同在的时候啊，我们就觉得就是那么美，那么享受。这个是 worship， 这是吴老牧师啊，他来给 worship 来定义这样。当然，在我们的观念当中，我们那个狭义 in the narrow sense 啊，我们就是来 worship God。尤其我们中国人呢。 讲到那个敬拜呢，就离不了就是那个烧香拜佛的那种拜，那种跪拜的，不是，圣经里所说的敬拜，耶稣所说的敬拜，不是这个啊，乃是他的同在，享受他的同在，享受他的甘甜，啊，享受支取他的安慰，他的力量。 知道我们呢有不同的需要，我们都可以来，因为前面说过了哈，就是要 recognize him as the fountain of life within us。那这个时候呢，我们就来享受它。When you have found him within， 如果你在你里面呢这样与主相会了，哦，你这样跟主有了接触的话，then you will find him and see him in the meeting。 Then you will find it. Then automatically you will sense that, oh Jesus, you find it in the meeting. And that is an operation of the Holy Ghost. 这里他特别告诉我们啊，这样的啊一种感受，我们在聚会中这样的一种感受，这样的一种的遇见耶稣，享受他的甘甜，他的同在啊，他说。 是圣灵的运作。That is an operation of the Holy Spirit. 这也是我们为什么需要被圣灵充满的原因之一。This is another reason why we should be filled with the Holy Spirit again and again. Okay. Now, and then he says, which one cannot easily explain. You have to experience it itself. 那这一种的经历, 在这个聚会中，享受主的同在，觉得他的甘甜，他的美好呢？他说，有时候很难解释，解释了，如果你没有这个经历，还是不明白，所以呢，他说，你必须要亲自的来经历，来尝受。而我们怎么才能够经历到呢？就是像他所说的，来到聚会中。 要预备我们的心，an open heart，要把耶稣带来。怎么把耶稣带来呢？就是提醒你自己哈，耶稣就在你里面，耶稣就在聚会中间。我常常的，我可以说在外地的聚会哈，几乎每一次啊，我都提醒说，耶稣说过，无论在哪里有两三个人。 奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。我马上呢，我就会提醒会众啊，说耶稣在我们中间。有时候我会啊，简单叫他们用一种方法哈，我说耶稣就在你里面，然后我就说，请你把你的手放在心口上。然后我在香港常常这样就，哦，好几百人呢，他把手放在心口上，我就说耶稣就在你里面。有的时候。 人呢，需要有一些动作，需要有一些 touch， 才能够感受到。我们也可以这样，常常要提醒。好，那下面呢，他就说哈，我想我们就下面呢就不说了啊，还有第五页，我想再。 再跟大家来看一看哈，第五页的那个第三段 ，page 5 paragraph 3，OK， is that there are many ways in which we can function. There are many ways in which we can function. 意思说我们要参与圣灵带领的聚会呢，有很多的方式，很多不同的方式啊。但是最基本、最重要的就是我们要顺服。上次我有讲过哈，跟大家读了那个《哥林多前书》第14章哈，那里讲到圣灵会感动我们，感动我们。 来敬拜主，来赞美主啊！我们就是连啊承认耶稣是主，我们开口说主耶稣啊，那都是圣灵的感动。我们常常唱那个诗歌哈 ，He is Lord. Oftentimes we sing He is Lord. He is Lord. Now remember that according to the Bible, that means that person who either prays or leads out the sound. Is moved by the Holy Spirit. This is how we learn to recognize the Holy Spirit, or 让我们能够知道圣灵怎么运作啊，因为圣灵是看不见的，但是它会感动人。当人呢顺服，人呢有那个反应的时候，我们可以看出来那个圣灵在做工，这样。那个。We can pray and bless the meeting. 这个每个人都可以做的。你来哈，你什么都不，你觉得你什么都不会，起码你可以祷告啊。哦，那主啊，祝福今天的聚会。你这样祷告，祝福今天的聚会呢，连你也被祝福了，因为你在聚会中。谁要是祝福聚会，就是祝福你在聚会中的你啊。嗯。 然后呢, we can lift our hands in worship. 这个我们都可以做的, right? We all can do this. Lift up our hands. And when we worship the Lord, of course, if you feel, you know, you have to play the instruments and you just lift up your hands in your heart, you can put down the instrument and stop playing. Well, sometimes the Holy Spirit, moves in a very powerful way. I remember that one time in Taiwan, in Kaohsiung, the presence of the Lord was so mighty, the anointing was so powerful that the worship team, you know, on the platform, I remember the guy who was leading the worship, he was also had a guitar or something. They were like, 4 or 5 people there, you know. And the guy who was leading the worship, you know, somehow he just couldn't stand anymore. He just went down the floor because the presence of God was so powerful. 神的同在呀，那个恩高强到一个地步，他站不住了。 You might do that. But don't hesitate. We understand it. When the Spirit of God, you know, is moving in a very powerful way, almost irresistible, and you put down your instrument and you lie down on the floor. We understand that, you know, but God will be pleased. God will be glorified, and people will be deeply impressed or influenced if we worship God by this way. Now, we often come across the word used in Ridgewood or Mrs. Robinson or Mr. Waldvogel, the word abandoned or abandonment. And this is what I was talking about. You know, you just abandon yourself to the Holy Spirit and you forget about yourself. Yeah. Oh, 这个功课我们呢最好都要学，就是哈。 我用的这个简单的一个名词就是忘记自己，来到聚会中哈，要记得哈，就是要从自觉里头走出来。我很感谢主哈，有2年多的时间啊，我们住在纽约，我到 Ridgewood 去聚会的时候哈，我就是不想。 哦，坐在前面，我最喜欢是坐在最后一排，好像今天志祥哈坐在最后一排，是吧？坐在最后一排，为什么呢？我想享受，我不要人家注意我哦。可是啊，那个吴牧师啊，那个他就是不饶我，他一看到我来的这，他一定要叫我上去。有时候呢，我刻意的迟到哈。哦呀，我想坐在后面，不，他还是要叫我上去。Okay, let me translate that little story for you. It is essential that we learn to lose our self-consciousness, you know, to be led by the Holy Spirit out of our self-consciousness. Now,there was a period of like 2 years when we lived in New York, and we were attending Ozone Park, and of course Friday night or Sunday we would always go to Ridgewood, and every time we went to Ridgewood, and Brother Edwin Waldwogel, and he was up there, you know, I would always prefer to sit perhaps in the last row, way back, you know.Nobody sees me, but somehow he could spot me, and he would call on me, or, you know, as he starts a song or whatever, he says, you know, Brother Chow, would you come up here? I had to obey, you know. And, you know, for that period of time, I had to learn when I sat on the platform.I had to learn to forget about myself. I had to learn not to think of myself, you know, not to be self-conscious, you know, because I was afraid people were looking at me, you know. But I did not know, as long as I had self-consciousness, the Holy Spirit could not use me. He could not come upon me. So the Lord used that, you know, to...2 years almost, just to train me to forget about myself, to lose my self-consciousness. 这个很重要，我们要特别来到一个圣灵充满的聚会里头、啊、有的时候当然、也许我们、带着重担压力、啊或者说在聚会之前呢刚刚发了脾气、啊、那或者有什么事情我们来了哈，我们当然我们的心情很沉重，我们的感觉很重哈，你怎么办呢？怎么办？没有别的办法，你就是忘记自己，就想到耶稣，耶稣就在你里面，他就是你的得胜，他就是你的力量，他就是你的安慰，他就是你的 fountain of life， 是你的那个生命的泉源，这样如果我们都能够说主啊 You are everything to me. You know what I need right now, and you come and meet that need of mine. 他就会哦，这是多么好的一个操练。我觉得我们来到聚会当中啊，如果你这样操练的话，你跟耶稣的关系会越来越好，你跟耶稣的号那个连结会越来越深。而且你在聚会中如果这样操练，你很自然的哈，到生活当中啊，你就会跟他连接了。在生活中，如果你遇到什么问题、什么挑战呢、啊、哈，什么不如意的事情啊，你就很自然的就转向耶稣。这个时候呢，你就渐渐的哈，越来越知道他就是我们生命的泉源。阿门。这就是我的学习。我也希望，我已经50多年了，我就是这样学了哈。那如果你们要是也是这样学的话呢，哈，不需要等到我这个年龄哈，你们马上就可以享受到。You see, if you start learning right now, what this message, you know, teaches, you don't have to wait until you turn 80 years old to enjoy. Right now, you can enjoy.At every meeting, and you can just find Jesus within you, recognizing that He's everything. He's everything. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 感谢主。 God is so good. God is so good. And we need to know how much God loves us, regardless of our conditions. 我们常常会想，我们自己好或者不好，神他不看这些，神就是爱我们，你好他也爱，你不好他也爱，好像他就是选上我们。耶稣说嘛，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你。有时候我一想到主的爱，我就得到医治，这个爱呀，神的爱是医治的，神的爱也是能力，也是得胜的能力。 那也是我们的医治，也可以说是解决我们啊一切问题的一个答案。哦、how much God loves us. 所以我常常喜欢唱 God is so good. God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. So good to me.
God love me so. Or I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me. Amen. Amen.
觉得刚才周牧师在讲的，觉得很多都讲到我心里面，所以我就站起来操练，忘记自己。他刚才
translate for you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pastor Chow was talking about forgetting about ourselves.
其中讲了很多，有一点是我现在最大的问题，就是这个自觉。
Of all the things he talked about, there is one thing that is my problem, is self-consciousness.
今天早上我坐在那里，其实神一直感动我。
This morning, God has been moving me.
但是我自己就在想说，我要把机会让给别人。
But I was thinking that I must let others have the opportunity.
我觉得我坐在那里是最好的。
And it's best that I just sit there and listen and do nothing.
Yes. 然后 enjoy 就好了。And
just enjoy the meeting.
所以牧师今天在讲那一篇文章里面讲的，我觉得我好像有那个状况。
I felt that Pastor Chow was talking about me when he talks about that message.
但是主的同在真的非常的强。
Truly, the presence of the Lord is very strong.
我自己的自觉也很强。
But my self-consciousness is also strong.
所以我常常在那里 suffer, 其实没有 enjoy.
So oftentimes I would just suffer there instead of enjoying the meeting.
所以我就是想要出来利用一个简短的时间感谢神。
So I decided to step out and just to thank the Lord.
我感谢主把我带到现在这个阶段。
For the way he has led me to this point.
而且我真的是很感谢他的爱。
I truly thank him for his love.
像我们这样骄傲的人。 像我们这样没有什么又爱骄傲的人。
People like us who have nothing and yet are still proud.
然后他还这样爱我们。
Yet he still loves us so much.
我真的很感谢他。
I truly thank him.
我愿意忘记自己。
I'm willing to forget about myself.
因为他的爱。
Because of his love.
我愿意在这方面学习。
I'm willing to learn this lesson.
有时候我想，我真的很希望我一个晚上，那个老我就可以死掉。
一个晚上。
就是很短的时间，老我就可以死掉。
Oh, sometimes I think that, oh, I wish I could die just overnight, just die to myself.
因为我发现这个老我真的很讨厌，我很讨厌他。
I really hate myself.
觉得他真的是神，他要从我身上活出来最大的拦阻。
I feel that the self is the greatest hindrance to God, to allow God to live out His life in me.
是一个很大的拦阻，拦阻神的心意可以在我身上实现。
It's a major hindrance that hinders God from fulfilling His will for my life.
所以我就会跟神说，我真希望他赶快死掉。So
I would say to the Lord, "Oh, I wish I could die to myself quickly."
可是我每次越想要快死，他就越张狂。But
the more I wish I could die quickly, the stronger the self.
所以有时候会气馁。
Yes,
时候会灰心，会气馁。Oh,
sometimes I just feel discouraged.
今天早上我坐在那里。
This morning while I was sitting there,
我觉得圣灵很温柔地说不要放弃。I
heard the Holy Spirit in a gentle way saying to me, "Do not give up."
他要我不要放弃，继续等候他。He
does not want me to give up, but to continue waiting on Him.
继续学习跟随他,
continue learning to follow Him.
因为他给我的经文在里面，就是我们靠圣灵入门，也要靠圣灵成全。
The verse that God gave to me, as we entered by the Holy Spirit, and we go on be perfected by the Holy Spirit.
他让我知道那是一个过程。
He let me know that this is a process.
是他的工作,
it's His work.
坐在一个愿意降服的人身上,
He's doing it for those who are willing to obey Him.
如果我今天就这样很大声的祷告说, 主啊让我今天晚上老我就死掉。
But if I just pray, "Let me die tonight, Lord."
假如他真的死了, 假如我的老我真的没有了, 就是假如神真的这样成就，那个我会更骄傲。
if God answers my prayer, my the self is died, truly died one night, I would become more proud.
所以我感觉神他的爱是这样的细腻而完全而长久。So
I feel that God's love is just so delicate and so perfect.
他是要我，他就是要，好像就要我是一直伏在他的大能的底下。
God just wants me to continue to submit myself under His mighty hand.
学习弃绝自己，每次劳我来的时候就弃绝。
Learning to deny myself whenever the self arises.
就是一直依靠他，一直依靠他。
Depending upon Him and continually.
他会帮助我。
God will help me.
Yes, Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. Oh, I have need
thy hand and glory. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. 感谢主，我也想做一个见证。 我是以前的话呢，敬拜的话呢，就是这个文章所描述的一样，就什么呢？你只要在那儿来了，出现了，你在那儿坐着就好了。在这段时间当中，你在这个圣灵引导的机会当中，哎，就跟原来的完全的不一样。所以说，我就经历到这一个改变。我就想，有的时候确实是很难，也是不容易，就是一下子改变过来。我跟 我自己也知道这个，但是我说我愿意改，当我愿意降服的时候，哎，我今天逐渐的我就发现到，真的 我的灵能够在这个敬拜当中能够得到自由，能够得到释放，哎，所以我就知道，我就相信这就是神所做的工啊，神在这里来引导我们啊。那么呢，我们有的时候呢，我最担心也就是像周牧师刚才讲的，就是怕自己一旦讲啊，或者是就是有害羞啊，或者是有这个面子啦等等的一些问题啊。可这个呢也是很难，因为这是一个很长期的习惯，我就不愿意讲话嘛。但是话呢，我就想到我要愿意要克服，就是愿意要把自己完全的放到神的手中，让神让圣灵来引导我，所以我就能够就是感觉到神能够在我的心里能够运行。感谢神。
阿门，哈利路亚。哦，谢谢主，哈利路亚。Looking through us, how they use us every day and every hour. 并且刚才提的这一点，我点有一点，我觉得要点出，这个生命就这样改变，你不只是在被神改，正如吴老牧师 ，That can operate the Holy Spirit. One can. 很难解释，我们有经验的人我们就知道，就是不爱说话后来变得开始顺服圣灵，这个改变了，这个顺服就是耶稣的性情。可能我们好多时候是改变我们没有感觉，你过一段时候真的不一样，别人也会跟你说你不一样的主。还有谁？不要客气，还有自由，就好像一家人。有一首诗歌很少唱，很喜欢唱，131
to us, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us to forget ourselves, Lord. Continually learn this, Lord, and seek you. That you are our everything, Lord. That you live within us. Oh, you're around us, Lord Jesus. You are everywhere. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us to make you the most important thing, Lord, in our lives. The most meaningful, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That you come first in everything, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, make this our lesson, Father. Thank you for your word today, for your presence, Lord.
Thank you.
And speaking to us, Lord. Oh, may we continue to grow as a fellowship in worshiping you and led by the Spirit in every way, Lord. Pray that you just also bless this food that we're going to take part in,
yes,
Lord. And be with those that couldn't be here today. Bless them where they are. Lord, we thank you. And be with us in the afternoon, the Bible study and the youth meeting, Lord.
Yes.
Your presence will continue to work today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.